That's Leech. He's meaner than a bull hog with hives. Be ready for real trouble.
You don't figure on shooting him, do you?
Not without he gives me cause. But if he gives me cause, I sure won't take a chance with him.
Andy's hands were tense on his rifle. He could handle a pistol, but a rifle felt steadier and seemed to carry more authority. He couldn't see if Leech was armed. The man's face was featureless in the dim light of early dawn, but Andy could see that his body was broad and muscular. He looked as if he'd be hard to handle in a fight. Farley waited until Leech opened the gate for the cow to enter the lot. He stepped out into the open and shoved the pistol forward, almost in Leech's face.
Hands up, we're Rangers.
Leech stopped dead, then wilted and raised trembling hands.
Don't shoot! For God's sakes, Ranger, don't shoot!
You're harboring a fugitive. We got a warrant for Joseph Bransford's arrest.
Go help yourself! He's in the cabin! Only please don't shoot! I'm a married man! My wife depends on me!
Cuff this cowardly son of a bitch to the fence post. Leech, if you holler, I'll blow a hole in your brisket.
I won't make a peep!
That was easy.
Now, Bransford's apt to come at us like a mad bull. Be ready to shoot him.
What about the woman?
Don't worry none about her. She'll wilt like blue bonnets in June.
A wagon stood in front of the cabin. Farley placed himself behind it. He motioned for Andy to take cover behind a dug well ringed by a circular rock structure about 3 feet high with a windlass and wooden bucket on top.
Joseph Bransford! Listen to me! We're the Rangers. There's 10 of us and we got this cabin surrounded. Come out with your hands up or we'll burn the place down and roast you like one of these here pigs.
For emphasis, Farley fired a shot that showered splinters from the upper part of the door.
Let the woman come out first. We got no paper on her.
The woman came out, waving a heavy chunk of firewood and made straight for Farley.
You 12 kinds of egg-sucking dog!
She was tall and broad and looked as if she could wrestle a mule to its knees. As Farley raised his arms for defense, she struck him twice. Startled, then stunned, Farley almost went to his knees. He raised his arms, trying to fend off her blows.
Damn you, badger boy! Do something!
Farley's hat rolled on the ground. His head was bleeding. Andy grabbed hold of the wood she was swinging. Andy twisted the firewood from her hand and cast it away, but she closed in enough to leave deep tracks from her fingernails upon Farley's whiskered cheek.
Get this civet cat off me!
Andy got an arm around the woman's wide waist and dragged her away from Farley, only to have her on him instead. He managed to grab her strong hands and pull them behind her back. He handcuffed her to one of the posts that supported the windlass. Both men struggled for breath. Farley raised a hand to his head and then looked at it. He saw blood.
Ah! Damn you, boy! How come it took you so long?
I thought you said she was going to scream, faint, and fall down.
Farley gave him a look that would wither weeds. He dragged a sleeve across his sweating face and fired a shot through the open door.
You coming out, Bransford, or you want to fry like a slab of bacon?
A shaken man appeared in the doorway, hands above his head.
I give up! You don't need to shoot no more!
The woman glared balefully at her cringing sibling.
You ain't no brother of mine, you sniveling coward! There ain't but two of them! You could have got them both! Where's my husband, you Ranger trash? What have you done with my man?
He's down at the shed, holding on to a fence post. Ain't done his milking yet.
The Rangers had just one set of handcuffs apiece, and those were both in use. Farley tied Bransford's hands with a leather string cut from his saddle. He drew the binding down tightly.
Don't cut off my blood flow!
Shut up! Ain't near as tight as a noose. You're lucky that farmer didn't die. Now, where's the money you took off him?
Don't you tell them nothing, Joseph! That money's there, and if you just keep your damn fool mouth shut!
Farley tapped the muzzle of his pistol smartly against Bransford's upper teeth.
Bad advice can get a man killed. Tell me where that money's at, or I'll scatter your brains for the chickens to peck on.
It's in the cabin. Come on, I'll show you.
Andy followed him while Farley remained outside, wiping blood from his forehead. Bransford pointed his chin toward a wooden box beside the iron stove.
It's at the bottom.
Stand back yonder and keep your hands high in the air, Bransford.
Andy dug the stove wood out of the box until he found a canvas sack. You can tell by the feel it was full of paper. Coins clinked together in the bottom when he shook it.
Is it all there?
Just spent a little on whiskey and left a few dollars with the woman over at Fort McCavitt. What are you Rangers gonna do with me?
Farley is plumb sore that you didn't put up a fight. But if I can keep him from killing you, we'll take you to camp. Then I expect they'll send you to Colorado County to stand trial.
What do you reckon they'll give me?
10 to 20 years, the captain said.
10 to 20 years? Seems like an awful long time for no more money than I got.
You shot the man you took it off of. Now get moving.
Andy motioned to Bransford to walk outside ahead of him. The prisoner avoided his sister's smoldering eyes. He stared at the sack, his expression solemn. Farley shook his bleeding head in disbelief.
We sure got us a sorry class of criminals these days.
A couple of horses grazed a few hundred yards away. Andy strode out and brought back the better of the two, a Grella gelding for Bransford to ride. The woman fought the cuffs that held her against the well.
That's my husband's horse!
Bransford pointed out his saddle, and Andy put it on the horse for him.
Mount up!
When Bransford was in the saddle, Farley fetched up his own and Andy's horses. He unlocked Leech's cuffs and transferred them to Bransford. Leech rubbed his raw wrists, his face twisting.
You damned Rangers think you run the world!
We do. We'll be back to get you the first time you let your foot slip.
That's my horse you put Joseph on. His is that jug-headed bay out yonder.
You just traded. Probably all stolen anyway.
After Farley mounted his horse, he poked the muzzle of the pistol in Leech's direction and forced him back to the house. Fortunately, the woman seemed to have used up most of her fight. She stood in fuming silence, trying to kill Andy and Farley with the hatred in her eyes, as Andy uncuffed her and got back on his own horse. As the three rode away, the woman picked up a rock and threw it, but missed.
Our old daddy's turning over in his grave, Joseph! You've given up so easy! You better give this place a wide rounds when you come back! You're a yellow-bellied, addle-brained simp! I'm ashamed to be the kin of such a coward!
Farley turned in the saddle as if thinking of shooting her, but then turned back, much to Andy's relief.
Thought we were going to have her fix us some breakfast, Farley.
She'd poison us.
How's your head?
If she didn't break my skull, she sure bent the hell out of it. You just stood there watching.
I jumped in as fast as I could. Anyway, first water we come to, we better wash the blood off of your face. I've seen butchered hogs that bled less.
Ah, look, Andy. It's enough that we bring the prisoner in like the captain told us to. No reason we gotta tell him about that woman.